Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim Daf Kuf Ches. We will begin on Daf Kuf Zayin on the base, four lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Rava Avishasi Chamra, Kula Mal L'Yom De Pischa. Rava would drink wine the entire Erev Pesach, for he said, Kehecha De Nigre Li Livei. It should cause him to have an appetite, to Neucha Matzah Tfilu Urta, and he'll be able to eat more matzah at night. So there's an interesting discussion that the Avni Nezer discusses based on this Gemara. The Gemara says that he drank wine all of Erev Pesach in order that he should eat more matzah at night. So the Avni Nezer, the Shalos Tshuvos, Orechaim Simon Tuf Mem Hey Oy Zayin, says from here we have a raya that on Pesach by night there's a point to eat more matzah. That even though we're mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah with one kazayis, two kazaysim, but we see from here, says Avni Nezer, that Rava that specifically drank much wine on Erev Pesach, and the reason he drank all that wine, the Gemara says, is that he should be able to eat more matzah. So we see that the more matzah you eat, you mekayim mitzvah matzah. And so too does the Stei Chemed quote the Maral Miprag in the Sefer Gvuras Hashem that with every kezayis matzah that you eat, you mekayim the mitzvah of be'erech teichlu matzahs. And so too was the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Engel. He says it regarding Neiris Chanukah. We know that the shiur for Neiris Chanukah is in half an hour, but Rabbi Yosef Engel said that if somebody lights his menorah, that the candle should be on for more than half an hour, he is mekayim a mitzvah every time that he has the menorah lit for more than you were required. I did say, however, that there are those that disagree, and their opinion is that there is no point in eating more than the kezaysim that you're mechuyev to eat on Erev Pesach. And the Dvar Shmuel explains what the Gemara means to say when it says Neichla Matzah Tfei Lorto. What the Gemara means to say that the matzah that you're going to eat, only the kezayis or the two kezayisim, you don't have to eat more than that. What the Gemara means to say is that the people would eat that matzah Tfei, they would eat it with a greater geshmak, with a greater appetite, but not that there's any point in eating more than the required amount on Erev by the Seder. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Arava Menah Minallah. From where do I know that there's a point that drinking wine causes greater appetite? The Tanan, as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem later in our Perek, when the Mishnayis, the Gemara discussed the halachos of Dal Kaisis, it says, Ben HaKaisis Halalu, between the various cups of wine that we drink Pesach by night, the halacha is, Imratza Lashtis Yishta, if somebody wants to drink more wine, he may do so. That's between the first kais and the second kais. Ben shlisha l'rvii, but between the third cup and the fourth cup, there aloch is lo yishta. He should not drink any extra wine. Now, says the Gemara, vi amid Mr. Salad, if we're going to say wine actually makes you feel satiated, so how could the halacha be that you're allowed to drink wine between the first cup and second cup? If you're going to drink wine, it's going to cause you to be full, and you won't be able to eat the matzah properly. From here we see that the wine, migra garur, actually causes appetite, and that's why Chazal allowed us to drink wine between the first kais and the second kais to increase the appetite, and on the contrary, we'll eat the matzah better. But once we finish drinking the three cups, between the third cup and the fourth cup, there's no point of increasing an appetite. It's already after the afikoymen. We're not eating anymore. And on the contrary, we should not drink wine because there's a concern that the wine will cause us to fall asleep and we won't say the halal. We won't say the halal properly. Furthermore, that Taisus the very maskal Ella points out that the Gemara Masechet Brachos, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, says that actually wine satiates. And here the Gemara says wine increases appetite. So he says it matters on how much wine you drink. If you drink a smaller wine, it'll only fill you up. If you drink a larger amount of wine, it will increase your appetite. Moreover, I saw that the Rishonim already saying, certainly the Paiskim, everybody has to know who they are. And some people could drink and they will be full, and some people won't. You have to know your personal situation. And based on that, says the Gemara, Rav Sheshes Avios B'Tanisa Kom Al Yom De Pischa. Rav Sheshes would sit in a would fast the entire Erev Pesach. Neima, asked the Gemara, let's understand why Rav Sheshes acted that way. Let's go back to yesterday's shir. Are we to learn that Kusav Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes' opinion is, Samach L'mecha G'day L'tanan. We had a discussion in yesterday's shir when the Mishnah said that you're not supposed to eat an Erev Pesach. What did it mean? Did it mean Mecha G'dayla? Or did it mean Mecha K'tana? So now the Gemara is saying that it probably meant Mecha G'dayla, and therefore he fasted. And the reason is Mishum Pischa, as we explained in our previous shir, if we'll say that the reason you're supposed to refrain from eating an Erev Pesach because it's the Zman of the Karban Pesach, and therefore we're concerned that if we're going to allow you to eat, Dilma Mimshach, you get involved in the eating, Vosalim Nuim Melevet Pesachahu, and you're not going to bring the Karban Pesach. And therefore, as we explained, if that would be the reason, the time from when you would not be allowed to eat on Erev Pesach would already be by the Mincha G'dayla. And furthermore, says the Gemara, the Savala, and Rav Sheshes will hold, Kahad Amar Baishi Amar Belazar, Machshay Ben Beseira, BePesach Sheshach the Shabbos Barba Asul Lishmoy. That if you bring a Karban Pesach already Erev Pesach in the morning, it's acceptable, and therefore it has to be brought Lishma. Because as we discussed extensively earlier in the Masechta, if the time for bringing the Karban Pesach comes and you bring that Karban Pesach Shaloi Lishma, it will be disqualified. Only if you bring it Lishma will it be a qualified Karban Pesach. And therefore, he said, already Erev Pesach in the morning, you have to be careful how you bring the Karban Pesach, because the Zman for bringing the Karban Pesach already begins Erev Pesach in the morning. Mitzafra Zman Pesachu. Already from the morning is the time to bring Karban Pesach. For his opinion is, the Kula Yoyma Chaz L'Pischa. You could bring the Karban Pesach all day Erev Pesach. The Savar, because Ben Beseira's opinion is that when the Torah says regarding the Karban Pesach, v'shachto oisa kol adas Yisrael bein arabayim, it means bein erev de'esmoil, that you could start from when yesterday's night ends. That means from the amura shachar of erev Pesach le'erev de'idna until shkia of erev Pesach. So since you could bring the Karban Pesach all day erev Pesach, that's why he says, as soon as the time when you could bring the Karban Pesach comes, from then you may not eat. Amri, so they said, that isn't necessarily the pshat. Just Shani Sheshes, Rav Sheshes' opinion, Rav Sheshes was an istanus. He was a very finicky person. He couldn't, if he ate, he would not be able to eat afterwards. And therefore, Rav Sheshes was the kind of individual, the Tom B'tzafra Midi, if he ate anything Erev Pesach in the morning, he can no longer eat at night. And that's why he was careful not to eat Erev Pesach, nothing to do with the Karban Pesach, nothing to do with what is the time, what is not the time. The reason he didn't eat was because he knew it would affect his ability to eat the matzah properly Pesach evening. Now, the question that the Mishnah Melech asks, if Rav Sheshes held that you could bring the Karban Pesach already from Erev Pesach in the morning, we know, he says, that the halach, that the day that someone brings a Karban is a yontif for him. And it's a yontif where he's not allowed to fast. So how could he have passably fasted all of Erev Pesach if all of Erev Pesach is a day of a Karban, is a day that you can bring your Karban Pesach? So the Tzitzei Chemed quotes the Cheshek Shloima, who says that when the Gemara says Rav Sheshes HaVyosef Atanis, doesn't mean that he fasted without eating anything. He was just very careful to eat as little as possible. Moreover, Tosfos asks, even if Rav Sheshes will hold that you could bring the Karma Pesach from Erev Pesach in the morning, still, the proper time to bring it, everybody agrees, is only in the afternoon. So why, how could the Gemara suggest that he didn't eat because he could bring the Karma Pesach? It wasn't a time for bringing Karma Pesach. So he answers that since B'di'evid, it's a time when you could bring the Karma Pesach, even though it's not the best time to bring the Karma Pesach, but since it's a time when you could bring the Karma Pesach, it's enough that you should not be, that it should be treated like a time that if we're worried that you're not to eat, to chas v'shalom not come to eat, not come to forget to bring the Karma Pesach. Moreover, the Ramban quotes a Yerushalmi. We discussed at the beginning of our Masechta when this man begins on Erev Pesach from when you're not allowed to eat chametz. If the halacha were, says the Ramban, that you could bring the Karma Pesach from the morning, then the halacha would also be that you're not allowed to eat chametz all day long. So Agamar gave two reasons why he didn't eat all day. Either because the Karma Pesach could be brought all day, or because he was an Istanis. So the Tosfos Rosh says the nafkamina between these two pshatim is, are you allowed to eat? Are you allowed to be tayim? Are you allowed to eat a little? If the point is because we don't want you to forget bringing the Karma Pesach, so just eating a little wouldn't be a problem. But if the issue is he's an istanis, it could be that an istanis can't eat anything because it could affect his appetite for the evening. The Yerushalmi also asks, maybe the reason Rav Sheshes didn't eat on Erev Pesach was because he was a Bechor. And we know that a Bechor has to fast on Erev Pesach. So, in fact, this is the source, how we know the Bechorim have to fast on Erev Pesach. So some Rishonim want to suggest that even Bechorim who fasted on Erev Pesach are allowed to eat something. And therefore, the fact that he didn't eat at all has to be the reason. So I saw that the Tzlach asks, if we're learning in our Gemara, that we have to be careful in Erev Pesach not to eat, in order that we should be able to eat the matzah properly, Pesach by night, why doesn't the Gemara say the same halacha regarding Erev Sukkos? That according to Rav Sheshes, you shouldn't be allowed to eat bread all of Erev Sukkos. So the Tzlach answers, we spoke about this concept in our previous year. The Tzlach answers that since matzah has to be eaten without any salt, without any spices, it's something that's not so geschmack to eat. And since it's not so geschmack to eat, that's why there's halacha that you have to do different activities to make the matzah, that you should have appetite for it, Pesach by night. But in the sukkah, we could eat food, we could eat bread with all sorts of dips and with all sorts of salt and spices, and therefore it's less of a concern that the person will not eat the challah in the sukkah properly. So we learned in the Mishnah, even the poorest person should not eat without a seva. Itma, matzah, the matzah that we ate Pesach by night, has to have a seva. So according to Rashi and the Rashban, the matzah that we're speaking about here is dafi koimen. However, most Rishonim are of the opinion that the matzah that we're speaking about here is not just dafi koimen, it's also the moitzi matzah. And in fact, that the Maral says that by both, when we eat moitzi matzah, we eat two kezaisim, one for moitzi and one for matzah. And the Be'er Heitev says, La Locha, that by both kezaisim that we eat for Moitzi Matzah, one should do Haseva. Moreover, that the Beis Yosef says that by Kairach, we should do Haseva. Because as we say in the Haggadah, Hillel HaYakairach, Matzah, Pesach Matzah Meir, L'kai Mashinemar, Amatzah Smarayim Rechlua. So according to Hillel, the primary time that you fulfilled the mitzvah of eating matzah was actually by Kairuch, and therefore the Beis Yosef says one should eat matzah, one should eat the Kairuch also with a seva. We're going to have soon in the Gemara, the Rishu Levi teaches us that a shamish, the waiter, the Jewish waiter who ate a kazayis of matzah by seva, has fulfilled his mitzvah. So from the fact that the Gemara says that even the shamish has to eat the matzah baseva, points out the Rosh that if one did not eat that matzah baseva, he has not fulfilled the chiyuv eating matzah properly. He has not fulfilled the chiyuv, and he has to eat another kazayis while reclining. The Brisk Rav points out that the Rambam seems to have a different opinion, and the Rambam doesn't mention, says the Brisk Rav, this halacha that if one failed to eat the matzah baseva, that he has to eat the matzah over again. And the Brisk Rav explains that there's a fundamental machloikis between the Rosh and the Rambam how to understand the mitzvah of a seva. The Rosh is of the opinion, says the Brisk Rav, that matzah seva is part of the mitzvah. Part of the mitzvah's matzah, part of the mitzvah's dalakaisis, is that they should be eaten by seva. And therefore, if you did not eat it by seva, so you didn't fulfill the mitzvah properly, and since you didn't fulfill the mitzvah properly, you have to eat it over again. However, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah seva is not a condition, it's not a tanai in the mitzvah of matzah. It's not a condition in the mitzvah of dalakaisis. The Rambam is of the opinion that Pesach by night is an independent mitzvah that somebody should eat baseva, because that shows that you're a ben chayrim, and therefore that's the thing to do on Pesach by night. So since it's not a condition in the mitzvah of matzah, it's not a condition of the dalakaisis, says the Brisk Rav, according to the Rambam, you would not have to re-eat the matzah or re-drink the wine if you didn't do it by seva. However, on the other hand, according to the Rambam, since a seva is an act on the night, if when sitting by seva by the seder, you're showing your cheiris, so it should not be limited just to the matzah and dalakaisis. According to Rambam, sitting by seva, the entire seder, is the proper way of showing the cheiris by the seder. There's a famous opinion of the Rav Yah. The Rav Yah is a Rishon. The Rama quotes that Rav Yah. He says that since Bezman Hazeh, we don't normally eat Baseva. So of course, as the Mishnah and the Gemara are teaching us, one should eat Baseva, but if one did not eat Baseva, he doesn't have to repeat the eating, because the Rav Yah says the Bezman Hazeh, Haseva is not the same. So again, says the Gemara, Itmar, Matzah, Tzorach HaSeva, Matzah requires a Seva. And the Miri explains that when somebody sits by Seva, and maybe especially since we don't normally sit by Seva, it causes us to think and recognize what does Pesach evening represent, and that's the whole point, to recognize what Pesach evening is all about. But says the Gemara, Maror ain't Tzorach HaSeva, Maror doesn't require a Seva. However, the Beis Yosef says that what the Gemara says, Mar ein tzarich haseva, means that you don't have to do a seva, but if you want to do a seva, you may do a seva. The Magen Avraham, this is in Siman Tov Ein Hey, disagrees. And he says that you should not eat Mar baseva. When the Beis Yosef says you're allowed to eat Mar baseva, means that if b'dieved you ate Mar baseva, it's okay, but Mar should not be eaten baseva. Yain, says the Gemara, what about the dalakaisis? It mishmeid Rav Nachman tzorach haseva. Rav Nachman says that it requires a seva. Vitma mishmeid Rav Nachman. But then we heard that Rav Nachman's opinion is that ain't tzorach haseva, doesn't require a seva. So how do we reconcile these two statements? Says the Gemara, v'loy pligi. Havetati kasa kamoi. With the first two cups of wine, you need a seva. Havetati kasa besrai. So the Gemara is saying that by two cups of wine, you have to have a seva. And by 2 cups of wine, you don't have to have a seva. We just, as we're about to learn, are not quite certain which is which. Which is the one that you have to have a seva, and which is the one you don't have to have a seva. Says the Gemara. And Rav Akiva Eiger says, the way to understand this Gemara is that when Chazal established the mitzvah of a seva, that's the way they established it. But by 2 of the cups, they said, we have to have a seva. By 2 of the cups, they said, we don't have to have a seva. But now the Gemara is trying to identify which. Says the Gemara, Amalei l'hai gisa, Amalei l'hai gisa. Some say it was the first 2 that you have to have, and the 2 you don't. And others say just the opposite. And the Gemara explains itself. Amalei l'hai gisa, trei kasa kamoi, the 2 cups of wine by a seva. Hashta hu maschal cheres. This is when we're starting cheres. That's what the seder is all about. Trei kasa broi. But the 2 cups, like by Asreya, they don't have to have a seva, because Maida Hava Hava. It's since we're ready, the whole point is to show that we left Mitzrayim. So we've already made that point, and there's no need to do it again. So ask Tosfos, if our Gemara is now establishing this concept of Maida Hava Hava, why is there an obligation to eat the matzah Baseva? We've already shown Haseva at the beginning of the Seder with the 2 cups of wine. So Tosfos gives 3 terutzim. One terutz is that the main mitzvah, the main point of the Seder by night, specifically Bezman Azeh, where that's the only thing that we have in the rice is the matzah. So that's why by the matzah we have to show Haseva. Moreover, the Torah, when it speaks about matzah, is the whole point of eating matzah is to show the cheres that we left Mitzrayim and there was no time for the dough to rise. So that's where we have to show the cheres. Moreover, says Tosfos, yes, we showed a seva by wine, but we never showed a seva by matzah. And the seva of the matzah cannot help for the seva of the wine, the seva of the kaisis cannot help for that seva of the matzah. I saw a beautiful pshat from the Sefer Damesek of Eliezer. He says that there are people who, when they're not having it easy, of course they know to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when they're successful, they forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why, we, as the pasuk says, V'yishman Yeshura V'yovit. So he says matzah represents, as we just said, cheres. Matzah represents that we were freed. So there we have to sit by a seva, as we quoted the Meiri a moment ago. By sitting with a seva, we remember that it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu that took us out. And any success that we have really just emanates from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But by maror, when people are tzaris, it's easy to remember that you're from, that we're in Hashem's hands, and therefore maror ain't tzarich a seva. Vamerlei, but now says the Gemara, there are those that hold just the opposite. Vamerlei lahagis adraba. Trei kresu b'sroi b'yaseva. The 2 cups of wine require seva. The v'hishata the kav v'cheres. At that point of the Haggadah, we're representing that we're completely free. Avul, but when it comes to trei kas kamay loy b'yaseva the kati. At that point of the Haggadah, we're still saying avadim ayinukamer. We're still speaking about being slaves. So says the Gemara. So we have these 2 versions. Which of the 2 cups do we have to sit by a seva? And we have these 2 versions, which ones it means. Therefore, idividias by a seva, we should sit by a seva by all the cups. So ask the Ran, it should be just the opposite. We have a rule, sofik the Rabbanon l'kula. So the whole halacha of dalakaisis is a din of the Rabbanon. So it should be sofik the Rabbanon kula. We shouldn't have to sit by seva any of the cups. So the Ran answers, we can't apply the concept of sofik the Rabbanon kula here. Because if we're going to apply the concept of sofik the Rabbanon kula, then we're going to end up not sitting by seva by any of the cups. And certainly, as we learned in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, Chazal didn't want us to sit by seva at least by some of the cups. So if by applying the concept of Sofik the Rabbanon Lekula, we're going to end up not sitting by a seva at all, that can't be the way, that can't be the result of a Gemara, and that's why we sit a seva by all the cups. Another pshat that the Ran suggests is that even though there is indeed a rule, Safek Derabanan L'kula, we shouldn't rely on that rule if we don't have to. And therefore, here, where we could sit by saved by all four cups of wine, it's not such a big tircha, miyois toiv atikri ra, and that's why we sit by saved by all four cups of wine. The Shulta Gebayrim says that this concept of Safek Derabanan L'kula is when we have a machloikis between Tanoim. We have machloikis between Amoraim, and we need to decide which opinion to follow. So the rule of Safek Derabanan L'kula tells us that if the issue that's being discussed is the Rabbanan, we could choose the lenient opinion. But here, that's not the case. Here, there's a question, what did the Rabbanan say? There's no machloikis. It's just a question, what did the Rabbanan say? In a situation where the Rabbanan, when we don't know what the Rabbanan say, there we can't apply the concept of Safek Derabanan L'kula. Prakton. So there's a machloikis what prakton is. Is a prakton is somebody laying on his back or somebody laying on his stomach? Says the Gemara, laying that way, loishma haseva. That's not considered haseva. Haseva is yamin. Leaning on your right side, loishma haseva. Is not considered haseva. For loy, you're supposed to lean on your left side. Ella, we have to be concerned. Furthermore, shema yagdim kana leveshit, the windpipe may open, the food pipe may open up and cause the food to go down that pipe instead of the other pipe, the yovelde sakonim. And of course, the question is, what's going to be the halacha by somebody who's left-handed? Does he lean on his right side or does he lean on his left side? If we're going to say that the concern is shem yagdim kana leveshit, so it makes no difference if he's left-handed or right-handed, he should always go on the left side. If, however, the reason that other Rishonim say is because it's easier if somebody's leaning on his left side and then his right hand is available to him to hold the cup or to do whatever he wants, so then a left-handed person should lean on the left side. So says the Mishnah Berura that the halacha is that when it comes to a seva, even a left-handed person should lean on tzad small, because we should preferably follow the opinion that we're supposed to lean on the left side because of the sakana involved. And when there's a question of sakana, that always takes precedence when we speak in halacha. And therefore, he says a left-handed person should also lean on his left side, even though it's harder for him because he won't have his left hand available, which is the hand that he always works with. Says the Gemara, Isha Eitzabala, a woman by a husband, loy by a seva, doesn't require a seva. V'mishach shuvihi, if she's a special woman, then tzricha seva. So the reason Isha Eitzabala doesn't require a seva, says the Rashbam explains, because a woman is always concerned about her husband, and therefore she's busy with her husband, she doesn't do a seva. So according to that, says the Rosh, so a woman who's not married or she's not with her husband would have to have a seva. But the Shiltis says that the reason women don't do a seva is because women never sat by a seva. And since women never sat by a seva, we don't require that they should sit by a seva by the seder either. And that's the reason. So then even an almana or a grusha would not require a seva. And if that's the right way to understand, then the Gemara, then we don't include in the words of the Gemara, Eitzel Bala. Rebbeinu Menoich says that a woman is typically very busy at the Seder, preparing the Seder, preparing the meal, and that's why Chazal did not require she should sit Haseva. But the Gemara says, Isha Cheshuva Tzricha Haseva. So one explanation in Isha Cheshuva is, as we just explained, a woman who doesn't have a husband. Another pshat is a woman who's an Esh Yisrael, a Yarei Hashem, so she's careful with all mitzvahs, and she should be careful with this mitzvah as well. And another pshat that I saw is that a woman who has somebody, who has people who are taking care of the meal, if we just explained that the women don't sit by seva because they're busy, but if a woman has somebody else to take care of the meal, so then they don't have to have a seva. Ramah says that even though the Rishonim say that women should do a seva, but we go back to the Rav Yoh that we quoted earlier, that the Rav Yoh says that even men, the chiva seva is not the same as it was, because we don't normally sit by seva, and therefore, says the Mishnah Brura, says the Ramah, the minig is that women don't sit by seva. Says the Gemara further, Ben Eitzel Aviv, a son by his father, by a seva, requires to have a seva. The son has to have a seva by his father is Meichel him. Ask the Gemara, Ibailu, Talmud Eitzel Rabbi, what about if a Talmud is sinning by his Rebbe, by his Seder? May, does it require a seva or not? Toshma, the Omar Bai, Kevin Beimar, when we were by Rabba, who was our Rebbe by the Seder, Zagnin and Abrichid Adodi, the various Talmidim leaned one on the other. Kasinal Bay Rav Yosef, when we came then to Rav Yosef to learn, Rav Yosef was the Rosh Yeshiva after Rabba was Nifter, Amalan Loy Tzrichasa. There's no reason for you to sit by Seva, because Meir Rabba Kamir Shemayim. And therefore, there's no need for you to sit a Seva. So Taisus asks, here the Gemara says that a son by a father has to have a seva, and a Talmud by a Rebbe, actually the Gemara just said, doesn't have to have a seva. Why is there a difference between a son and a father? A son also learns Torah by his father, and a son, the Torah says, has to have Yira for his father. So he says that one Torah the Taisa suggests is that it depends on learning Torah, and even though a son learns by his father, that a father is not typically his main Rebbe. And in fact, the Parnei Meiris explains that if somebody's father, besides being his father, is also his primary Rebbe, the halacha is that he would not have to sit by Seva. So Rav Yosef just taught us that a Talmud by his Rebbe doesn't have to sit by Seva, because Amir Rabbah Kamir Shemayim. In fact, I saw that the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh points out that if somebody ate the Karma Pesach in the Azara, they would also not sit by Seva. Because certainly when somebody's sitting in the Azara, he is in a state of Mayra Shemayim, he's sitting in the courtyard of the Azara. So just like when somebody sits in front of his Rebbe, he doesn't have to have a Seva, so too when somebody eats in the Azara, he doesn't have to have a Seva. Here the Gemara says, Meir Rabbah Kamir Shemayim. So I saw a pshat from the Sefer Divrei Sheir Chaim that Meir Rabbah Kamir Shemayim. If you have a Rebbe who is a Meir Shemayim, if you see that your Rebbe, if you have a Rebbe who's a Yir Shemayim, then that will influence that Meir Rabbah, then you will have Yira for your Rebbe. And in fact, another pshat, the Chesha Sofer says, Meir Rabbah Kamir Shemayim. If we see that there's a person who has the proper Yira for his Rebbe, Kamir Shemayim, that's a proof that he's a Yira Shemayim. And then one more pshat that I saw is that when it comes to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, we don't ask questions on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, we accept. Meir Rabbah Kamir Shemayim, the same is the way we're supposed, that's supposed to be an attitude to our father, to our Rebbe. We're supposed, even though we don't necessarily always understand what our Rebbeim, what our Rabbonim, what our Rosh Yeshiva do, but just like we don't ask questions on Hashem, we shouldn't ask questions on them. But our Gemara, the Imri Emes, makes a very interesting point. And our Gemara, says the Imri Emes, we've learned that there's a greater fear by a Rebbe than there is by a father. And that's why we learned in our sugya, by a Rebbe you don't sit by a seva, by your father you sit by a seva. There's a love that exists between a father and his son that doesn't exist by a Rebbe. So that's why the Imri Emes said, when we daven, we always call HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Slach Lanu Avinu, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha. We call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avinu, because our Gemara has just taught us that when the relationship is a relationship of an Av and a Ben, That's a much warmer relationship. And since we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why we daven that way. But I saw Rabbi Chanan Wasserman asks a question. Yes, we're learning in the Gemara, we just learned, my Rabbi Kamar Shemayim. But if we're learning in our perek, we're learning in our sugyas, that Chazal established that we have to drink and eat Pesach by night by a seva, how could the halacha be that when somebody's sitting by his Rebbe, he doesn't require a seva? So he answers a very important answer. He says, a seva has a definition. He says, Haseva in front of a Rebbe is not Haseva. Somebody who never sits in front, because the whole point of Haseva is Derech Eris. But in front of a Rebbe, you don't sit by Haseva. So if that's a time and a place that you don't sit by Haseva, then that's not called Haseva. And since it's not called Haseva, it's not required Pesach by night. Meisvei asked the Gemara, it says in a Brisa, a person has to sit by Seva, but feel Tamil, it's a rabbi. So here we see clearly that the halach is that you do have to sit by Seva, even by a Rebbe. And it says the Gemara, Kitanya, he, Beshuli the Nagri. The Gemara over there is talking about an apprentice who's learning by a carpenter. So that's not Talmud Rebbe. When we're speaking about Talmud Rebbe, it means a Talmud that you learn Torah by. Ibailhu asked the Gemara, Shamish, what's going to be the halacha regarding a waiter? Toshma, we quoted this Gemara earlier in the shir. Domer Bishu ben Levi, Hashamish och kazayis matzuk shemesiv yotza. When the waiter ate the matzah, he was yotza. But what do we see from here? Mesiv in, only if he ate it in a reclining fashion did he fulfill the mitzvah. Loy mesiv, but if he didn't, loy. He wasn't the kind of the mitzvah. Shma mino, clearly we see from here, Boya Seva, that the waiter requires a Seva Shmamina. Barmen Shuban Levi Noshan Chayova, women are Mechuyev, Barba Koysis Alolu, to drink by the Seda, the Dala Koysis. Sha'af Hein Hoyo, Beis Anes. And Rashi explains, not only Af Hein Hoyo, Beis Anes, they were the main Nes, that the Medrash says, Beschar Noshan Tzitkonius, Shabois Ador Nigalu. Because as Toysis explains, if we didn't have the concept of Af Hein Hoyo Beis Anes, since this is a mitzvah saseh shizman grama, and even though it's mitzvah saseh shizman grama with the Rabbanon fashioned their mitzvahs after the deraisa, so the halacha would be that women are potter from mitzvah saseh shizman grama, but now that we've instituted, now that we have this concept of Af Hein Hoyo Beis Anes, that's why we women have to sit by a seva. So ask Tosfos if that's the concept, if we have this concept of Af Hein Hoyo Beis Anes, that's why women are mechuyev. So why are women not mechuyev in Sukkah? Why don't we say Af Hein Hoyo Beis Anes? So Tosfos answers that this concept, that because of Af Hein Hoyo Beis Anes, women become obligated in a mitzvah, that's only by a mitzvah d'rabbanan. But by mitzvah d'raisa, they're not mechuyev. And we don't apply the concept of Af Hein Hoyo Beis Anes. And that's the halacha, that women are mechuyev to drink the Dal Kaisis because of Af Hein Hoyo Beis Anes. And there's machloikas rishonim, now that we've included women in Dal Kaisis, there's a machloikas in the rishonim, are women mechuyev in Tzipi Yitzias Mitzrayim Midaraisa. The chinuch opinion is that women are mechuyev Midaraisa in the mitzvah Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim. Taisa's opinion is that they're only Mechuyev Midrabbanan. And of course, the question would be that could a woman be Maitzi a man in the mitzvah of Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim? Can we have a woman recite the Haggadah and the man listen to her recitation of the Haggadah and be mekayim the mitzvah? It depends if we say that the mitzvah of Tzipi Tzis Mitzrayim is a mitzvah deraisa for women, so then she's mechuyev deraisa, and men are mechuyev deraisa, so she can be moitzi a man. If it's not the deraisa, they're only the rabbanon, so somebody's only mechuyev in a mitzvah with the rabbanon, cannot be moitzi a man who's mechuyev in deraisa. And therefore, l'chatchila, one should not be yoytze the mitzvah of hearing the Haggadah from a woman. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul. Arba kais salalu. The four dal kais tzarech shehei behen kedei mezigas kais yafa. The way their wine was very strong, and because their wine was very strong, they would start off with a river revius, with a quarter revius, and they looted to get to a revius of wine. Shosan chai, if you drank the dal kaisis without diluting them, yotza, you were yotza. Shosan bas achas, if you drank each one, you drank them all together, yotza. So there's a number of pshatim in shosan bas achas. Rashi seems to say that if you put all four revius in one cup of wine, and you drank that cup of wine, you were yotza. Most Rishonim disagree. And the Rashbam explains that Shosim Bas Achas means that we know that there's a Seder to how we drink the Dalakosis by the Seder. And this person just drank one cup after the other cup. But to drink one large cup that has in it enough for four Revisin would not be adequate. And the similar Pshat Rabbeinu David says to Rashbam that you drank one cup after the other. When you drink one cup after the other, it looks like you're drinking just because you're thirsty, still you're yoitza. But you can't drink them all out of one cup, according to them. Hishkeman lebonavolim nebeisai. If you didn't drink the entire cup yourself, you serve part of the cup to your family, yoitza, you also yoitza. Shosan chai yoitza. So we just learned, if you drank the wine undiluted, you yotza. Amarava, yidei yayin yotza. You were mekayim the mitzvah of dal kaisis, however yidei cheres lo yotza. A very important part of drinking the wine is to be mekayim the mitzvah of cheres, as we spoke about earlier. It shows drinking the wine, by seva shows cheres. Drinking undiluted wine doesn't accomplish that. But again, points out the Rashbam, that's only in those days where the wine was very strong. And therefore, undiluted wine was really not something that was typically consumed. But when you're drinking wine nowadays, even though it's strong, it's not that terrible, and it could be yotza the mitzvah of cheres as well. Shosim basachas, we learned yotza. Rava meyidei yayin yotza. You mekayim the mitzvah of simchas yontif. However, yidei abakosis lo yotza. That, as the Brisker Rav explains, there are two elements to the mitzvah of dal kaisis. One is der cheres, to show that we left Mitzrayim that night. And then there's another mitzvah. The Chazal established that on Pesach by the Seder, you have to drink dal kaisis at the proper time. So says the Gemara, when somebody drinks wine this way, so you mekayim that mitzvah, but you weren't mekayim the mitzvah of dal kaisis because you didn't do it the way Chazal established. First, he has to drink up roiv kais, and after he drinks up roiv kais, then he can give the rest of the kais to the family. And there's a very big machlokes rishonim. Here we're learning that by the seder, when we're drinking the cup of wine, we have to drink roiv kais. What does that mean? Many rishonim, the Ramban, the Bach, say the roiv kais means that no matter how large your cup of wine is, when you're drinking the cups of wine by the Seder, you have to drink roiv of the kais. However, the Meiri and others disagree, say that you never have to drink more than meloi lugmav. Roiv of the kais is usually the roiv of revius, which is meloi lugmav. But there's no requirement to drink more than meloi lugmav. Meisvei asked the Gemara that you have to dilute the wine. It says, Abakos, Alolo Tzorch Sheben Kedei Revius. You have to have a Revius, Echet Chai, Echet Mozog, whether it's diluted or not, Echet Chodesh Vechet Yoshin, whether it's old wine or new wine. And the Rashbam says that different wines, some wines retain the taste of wine, some don't. Rav Yehuda says no. Tzorch Sheboi Tam. It has to taste like wine, marayin. It has to look like wine. It has to be red. Katonomius, but it says here, it has to be kaderuvius. But at Amris, kais yafa, that a different shear answers. The Gemara, Amri, idi v'idi chat shiruhu. Kais yafa, and Revius is the exact same. Because Kedei Mezigas Kais Yofa, what is the shear of Kedei Mezigas Yofa? Hein Revius, it's actually Revius. So we just learned, Rav Yehuda Omer, Tzarech Sheyeh Bo Tam, it has to taste and look like wine. That means it has to be red. Omer Rav Amai Tam and Rav Yehuda, the Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Al Tira Yayin Ki Yis Adem. Rashi explains that wine, that it has to be considered wine, it has to be red, that shows that it's red. Up to the point that I saw that there were people that have a minig, the Yavitz, says that the cup that you use to drink the wine by the Seder should be a glass cup. Because when the cup is glass, you could see the color of the wine that's in it. And like that, you'll be able to see, here we see that you'd see Al Tira Yayin Ki Yisadim. And even though the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Simen Tof Ayin Beis Sif Beis says that they should put the nicest kalim out, the nicest utensils out for the Seder, you don't, it doesn't mean you have to have a silver becher, you can have a glass becher. And furthermore, even though we're learning here that you're supposed to use red wine, the Paiskim say that what you could do is, if you prefer white wine for whatever reason, it's better, it's tastier, you could take white wine and just add a little red wine to it, a little red grape juice, and it'll get that reddish color, and that'll be enough to fulfill Al Tira Yayin Ki Yisadim. And the Paiskim, I saw the Rav Ozner in the Shalos Tshuvos Shevet Halevi, Chelek Yud, Simen Nun Vav, says that not only that this may be done even by the Seder, Ein Tzvi Ba'Oichlem, and there is no problem in coloring your white wine red to fulfill this obligation, even at the Seder, even on Yontif and Shabbos.